In other words, natural flip-flops. I lost it. The moods of my qalb. I lost it. Ambushed by my nafs. Taken away by my nafs. Please, dear Lord, give it back to me. For my chest has since shrunk in my attempt to seek it, to find it. My chest has shrunk in my attempt to find it. Well, yes, my dear brothers and sisters, regaining of our hearts, or liberating our hearts from our nufus for the ultimate journey, yes, in the beginning is not easy. It is difficult. It's an uphill road. It's a aqaba. Allah talks about the uphill road. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ. And subhanAllah, notice here, if you will, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of العقبة, the uphill road. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ. Do you know what is the uphill road? العقبة. فَكُّ رَقَبَة. The first word is فَكْ, and فَكْ is freeing. Liberating. A soul. A bond person. A slave. Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? العقبة, to be climbed. To reach to the top, I need to free the slave. My heart, slave to my nafs. The neck of my heart, I need to free it. In addition to the obvious meaning, yes. فَكُّ رَقَبَة. فَكْ. And فَكْ has the meaning of liberation with pull. Not just taking it lightly, because the nafs doesn't want to let go. The nafs doesn't want to let go, even when we want to let go. The nafs doesn't want to let go. That is then, my dear brothers and sisters, if you reminisce and you reflect, that is then that you would know that you have two things inside of you at least. That is then you know, isn't it? Doesn't it happen to you? You want to do good, but you can't. There is something else that holds you. Isn't it true? Isn't it true? Isn't it true? Isn't it true? But you can't. And there is inside a call of you that says, do it. And there is one other call, you don't know where it comes from. It says, no, enjoy yourself. And it can show it to us and demonstrate it in so many ways. Know that that's one is the qalb and one is the nafs. You discover that you have a nafs. I still remember one of my students, Hafidha Allah. She's a student, but I am her student too. I learn a lot from those with whom I communicate, as students, rahimahullah ta'ala, Hafidha Allah. One day she wrote in her essay, as I asked them to reflect on certain of these concepts, very, very powerful, some of her writings. Very, very powerful. And I was, this was my reaction inside of me. She wrote amongst many beautiful things, today I discovered I didn't have a heart. Today I discovered didn't have a heart. To free my heart, I need to climb up the hill. Not to go down the hill. Which is easier, to go down the hill physically or to go uphill? Downhill, right? If I had the choice between going from A to B, climbing up or going down, naturally we all tend to choose going down, along with the physical inclination, the physical inclination. Now let me remind myself and you about another law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as it reflects in the realm of the self and of the nafs and of the qalb. In the physical world, if you start going downhill, walking downhill or running downhill, which is easier to do, what happens to your physical potential energy? You study that in school. What happens? You? That's right. You lose potential energy, correct? And you can compute that equals mgh. Physical mass times the gravitational pull times the height. Really? Really? Think, that's a law of Allah. That's a law of Allah too. You lose potential energy, physical potential energy, which you can compute how much. And what do you gain when you go downhill? You lose potential energy and you gain kinetic energy. Kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is energy of motion, energy of violence. Isn't it? Which one is more hidden in the realm of energy, the kinetic energy or the potential energy? The name can even tell you which one is hidden. The potential energy. Which one is higher in dimension, since it is hidden? The potential energy. When you go down, you lose potential energy. You lose energy of higher dimensions. And you gain energy of lower dimensions. Kinetic energy is the energy of the nafs. In the realm of the nafs, in the realm of the nafs and the heart, when you go downhill, in analogy to the physical down road, you go along with your nafs, you indulge your nafs in all of what is the appetites of the nafs. And when you indulge, when we indulge the nafs, we lose nafs potential energy. We lose spiritual potential energy. The potential energy, which is a hidden dimension, in this case it would be the energy of the qalb, we will lose. The qalb weakens, yes, like that. The qalb weakens, we lose potential energy. The energy that we need to walk up with, isn't it? And we gain kinetic energy, the energy of the nafs increases. That's why the more we go downhill, the more difficult it's to walk back up, isn't it? And therefore, the more we indulge the nafs, the more we gain nafs power and energy, and we lose heart and qalb energy, and we can't do the good things we want to do. Have you ever wondered, therefore, why I can't wake up for Fajr? Even when I try? Because my nafs have been empowered, my qalb have been weakened, and I can't. Even when I want to do good, I want to help a poor, I want to give in charity, I want to disengage myself from the chains of materialism, excessive one. And I want to give, there is something in me, but I don't do it. There is something else that weakens me, because I don't have enough qalb energy. I'm not free enough. I'm not liberated enough to do that. And then it glides. And so it is with the journey of my qalb. In the beginning, it is a pull. It is difficult, yes. It is difficult to pull away from our nufus, plural of nafs. It is difficult. But gradually it becomes easier and easier, and then it glides. It becomes beautiful and beautiful and beautiful. And I wouldn't want to live otherwise. And then when sometimes in that state, sometimes my nafs ambushes my heart and takes a hold of part of it, then I feel the pain. Then I feel the misery. And I know, when I compare it to the joy and the peace I had when I had my qalb. Because my qalb was soaring